You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Mayor Shaundell Washington's 5E's proposal to reorganize the mayor's office will have to wait another month after the La Crosse Common Council voted to table the vote until October to seek additional public input. The proposal would create a new director of operations role with a salary of up to $188,000, replacing the current communications coordinator position. For the last several months, city officials have also been working on creating a new city administrator position to take on some of the duties currently done by the mayor. Wisconsin, like the rest of the nation, is dealing with the fallout of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, a right-wing activist and co-founder of Turning Point USA. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson.
Turning Point USA was key in expanding voter outreach, including here in Wisconsin. He also spoke at the RNC in Milwaukee last summer and visited Oconomowoc in March to campaign for conservative Judge Brad Schimel. Leaders across the political aisle are disavowing violence. U.S. Representatives Glenn Grothman and Derek Van Orden offered their prayers on social media yesterday. President Donald Trump has ordered flags fly at half-staff Sunday for Kirk, which he did not do, for Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband when they were gunned down in their home. Speaker Robin Voss was asked about that today.
In the heart of hopefully every patriotic American, we would say that no matter who is assassinated, on the far right, the far left, man, woman, rich, poor, gay, straight, doesn't matter. Assassination is 100% of the time wrong. It's what I thought when Melissa Hortman, who was clearly a liberal Democrat, I didn't hear anybody on the right celebrating the fact that she was assassinated. It was awful.
Democrats like Senator Tammy Baldwin offered their condolences and condemned political violence, too. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
This was another senseless act of political violence, and unfortunately against Charlie Kirk. And I want to express my deepest condolences to his loved ones. We all condemn political violence in the strongest possible terms. No one should fear for their lives because of their jobs.
Leaders on both sides of the aisle said they're continuing to have conversations about how to keep lawmakers and staff safe. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Locally, a La Crosse County board member, Rick Cornforth, suggested that Kirk's death was, quote, karma. West Nile virus is now found in four western Wisconsin counties, including La Crosse. According to reports from county health departments, the virus has been confirmed in humans in Barron, Rusk, St. Croix, and now La Crosse counties. The virus is spread by mosquitoes to humans and animals. According to health officials, the peak time for West Nile virus is August and September in Wisconsin. Most people, about 80%, do not actually get sick from the virus, but some people do develop mild to severe symptoms that require medical care or even hospitalization. Could Wisconsin's state capitol see additional security? That's what some lawmakers are proposing. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson.
Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues, and of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers, as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
A proposal in the last legislative session failed to advance to a vote. Owners of flood-damaged homes and businesses in southern Wisconsin could see some relief after the federal government approved nearly $30 million in FEMA funding. The Trump administration announced Thursday that they would approve a partial emergency declaration by Governor Tony Evers. It's estimated that over $76 million in damage was done to structures and public infrastructure in southeastern Wisconsin, as well as Grant County in southwestern Wisconsin. Over 1,500 homes were damaged or destroyed by flooding last month. Wisconsin Republicans are putting together a package of bills to reform education in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
These bills aren't even drafted yet, so there weren't a ton of details available at a press conference this week. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to combine. There are more than 400 of them across Wisconsin, and record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes just to keep the district afloat. Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie.
Consolidation has long-term positive effects on both students and taxpayers. So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today than there were 20 years ago.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade. Republicans' plans also include revamping the math curriculum and what they're calling a teacher's bill of rights, which they say would standardize discipline for students. They also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer criticized Republicans' plans, saying, quote, Republicans' K-12 education plans won't address the challenges facing working families or give our kids the opportunities they deserve. We shouldn't be talking about consolidating districts. We should be investing in our local schools, end quote. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Some of the Republicans' proposals have already been brought up in the legislature in past sessions and failed. The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. A package of bills has been introduced by Wisconsin Democrats that they say would benefit workers. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Most notably, if passed, their plan would repeal Act 10. The controversial law championed by then-Governor Scott Walker curbed collective bargaining rights for public sector employees. State Senator Mark Spreitzer.
This proposal will restore workplace fairness and ensure that those who benefit from union representation are contributing their fair share, so that we can build strong unions that can make sure we have good wages and working conditions for everyone.
The bills would also strengthen laws against misclassification. That's basically where employers can call their employees independent contractors when they're really not. Democratic lawmakers say that can have a wide range of impacts. Businesses can avoid paying payroll taxes and unemployment, and they don't have to provide health and safety benefits. Larry Statz owns his contracting business. He says companies that misclassify their employees are saving so much money, they're able to undercut businesses who are following the law, like his.
More and more competitors have adopted the illegal business model of misclassification, where they mislabel their actual workers as independent contractors. They avoid paying taxes, Social Security, workman's comp, and unemployment benefits, a responsibility that honest employers like us take on every day.
This package of bills would also reinstate prevailing wage laws. Republicans repealed Wisconsin's in 2015. All 60 Democrats in the state assembly and state senate have signed on to these bills. However, because they don't have the majority, they're unlikely to go anywhere without Republican support. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can read more about the package of bills on our website or by visiting the Wisconsin State Legislature website. It'll be sunny and warm for the next several days in the Cooley region. Today, the high will be right around 85 degrees for most of the area. Tomorrow, highs will be in the upper 80s with heat indexes pushing to 90 degrees. On Sunday, it'll be the hottest day that we'll see during this spell. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Heat indexes could reach the mid-90s. On Monday, temperatures will come back down to the mid-80s. By Tuesday, we could see a return of storm and rain chances. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a three-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Turang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning two games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0, against two really good teams, you know, big playoff teams last year. It feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on. But it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As I mentioned yesterday, Downton Abbey, the grand finale, opens this weekend and is getting good reviews. And Stephen King's first novel, The Long Walk, has been turned into a film that opens this weekend as well and is pulling a ridiculously high 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not too shabby for a horror film. Another big film opening in wide release is Demon Slayer Infinity Castle, an action fantasy anime film about a boy who joins an organization to track down demons who avenge his sister's transformation into a demon. The film is the final of a trilogy and reviewing incredibly well. If none of these flicks tickles your fancy, check out a couple of cool re-releases. The original Toy Story is back for a theatrical run in semi-wide release and is considered close to a perfect movie. The much older The Sound of Music returns for a limited re-release as well. So many great films, so little time, so let's go to the movies. Daniel Day-Lewis says he would have kept his mouth shut instead of announcing in 2017 that he was retiring from the movie business. During an interview with Rolling Stone, Day-Lewis dismissed his 2017 announcement. The three-time Oscar winner said about his retirement that it just seems like such grandiose gibberish. Day-Lewis added that he never intended to hang it up for good and says he just wanted to focus on other work at the time. His three Best Actor awards for the films There Will Be Blood, My Left Foot, and Lincoln are a record for a male actor. The 68-year-old Lewis said he never stopped loving the actual work, just guessing that The Irishman would be a real challenge to direct, even if you're his son Ronan, who is responsible for convincing dear old dad out of retirement so he could appear in his film Anemone, a story that explores the complexity of relationships between fathers and sons. Daniel also wrote the script with Ronan. You can check out the work of this father-son duo very soon. Anemone will be released October 10th. Flo's grits are no longer kissable. Polly Holiday, who played waitress Flo on the 1970s hit show Alice, has passed away. Flo telling a diner customer to kiss my grits was commonplace on the CBS sitcom that ran from 1976 to 1985 and made her iconic. Holiday was the last surviving member of the cast, which included Linda Lavin, who was Alice, Beth Howland, who played Vera, and Vic Tayback, who played Mel and was, well, awesome. Polly Holiday died from complications from pneumonia. She was 88 years old. If you're hoping to see Bad Bunny in concert in America, you might be out of luck. The Puerto Rican rapper says he did not include tour dates for the USA for fear of ICE raids. The 31-year-old artist, whose real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, says he loves America and performing here, but is concerned that those who attend his show would be at risk if ICE showed up outside the venue. Bad Bunny sounds like a good dude. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise mostly sunny and summer-like with a high of 82. For tonight, a stray shower or storm can't be completely ruled out after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild, a low of 64. Partly sunny with a high of 86 on Saturday. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.